Okay, it was a good win yesterday on the road against a good football team. I thought there's some big things that happened in the ball game. The 5-minute drive the offense had at the end of the game, third down conversion, but be able to take the clock and use the clock, understand time management, and being able to not let them get the ball back and have a chance to win. I thought that was a huge play. I thought we did some good things as a team. You know, we punted them down there at 2-yard line. We stop them on defense. We get the ball at the 50-yard line for the offense. So I thought there was a lot of good complementary football going on there. And, obviously the third downs were big, and red zone touchdowns that we had offensively. So a lot of those things that we've been talking about helped us to be able to get a win.
Like, what stood out to you about when you went back and saw what you guys were able to do against Matt Ryan and just limiting that passing game?
I think we did some good things on defense, and we did some things we got to get better at, honestly. I didn't get them lined up a couple times very good in some of the situations. I got to do a better job there. We gave him some different looks and things he had to deal with.
Kyle Rudolph talked yesterday about how you guys spent a couple of days basically working on nothing but red zone during those practices during the bye week. What is the key to kind of getting everything working in the red zone or being able to make a stop in there? What kind of things did you want to see them change?
Part of it is, number one, you got to understand the situation. You know, if it's third and four on the 8, you're not just playing the touchdown. You know, you're playing a third down. So that's part of it. Part of it is understanding that everything's more condensed now. So the advantage kind of goes to the defense a little bit because you're playing sidelines and back lines and things like that. And then, offensively, you got to understand that, the windows are going to be a lot tighter. And so, you're trying to get some more space width-wise. But there's a lot of it. And, if you can run the ball in, against some of the different coverages that you get, then that's important. Part of it is, you can most of the time anticipate a little bit more pressure down there with some of the teams, depending on their makeup and things like that, because they don't have as much to lose. So it's a lot of things that we just tried to teach. That's all. McKenzie's a good athlete, and he really honestly is still learning the position. He'll have moments where he'll not do what he's supposed to do all the way, but he's getting a lot better with it. I think he's starting to understand where his help is when we have man or zone different things, understanding routes. I think Jerry has done a really good job with him as far as trying to, and Terrence as well. So, but he's a good athlete and he's got good cover skills.
What are your thoughts, Mike, on now having the number one seed in the NFC and being able to control your own playoff destiny?
No thoughts. We've got 4 games left. Our only thoughts are about the Carolina Panthers and trying to get a win this week. And all that stuff is nice to talk about for you guys to talk about, but for us, we don't talk about it. We just go about our business.
Making plays at the line of scrimmage. What can you say about the way they played on Sunday?
They played good. Both of them played very well. Harrison made some outstanding plays. Sendejo as well. The back end played really well yesterday, and I think that was a credit to them. I thought Trey Waynes played good. Obviously Xavier played well, and they understood the plan that we had to try to do.
Mike, even though you didn't record a sack, what did you think about the amount of pressure that you got on Matt?
I thought it was good. They changed a lot of things up in the ball game that we anticipated getting, and so we had changed things up as well. And that's part of the chess match that you go on from each play to each series, to each half, to each quarter. But you know, I thought Everson rushed well. Donnell had a couple good rushes. Tom had a couple. Linville had a couple. So, you know, it's not always about sacks. It's about affecting the quarterback.
How important are the linebackers and what you're doing defensively on third down with, you know, the way they threaten the blitz sometimes and then drop?
Yeah, well, everybody's important. You know, understanding what your assignment is and then being able to execute it and count on the guy next to you to do what they're supposed to do. But, yeah, it's really important. You know, a lot of times they got to cover vertical routes and crossing routes and backs out of the backfield. You know, they've done a good job.
When you guys are on offense for third downs, what's been the key there that you've had pretty good success this year?
Yeah, I think we're number one in the league now on offense on third downs, right? You know, we've made a lot of plays in those. Even in some of the third and longs, you know, Adam Thielen comes up with a play. Kay scrambles for one. I think part of it is the different guys, different options that we have. You know, Treadwell had one yesterday. Jarius had one yesterday. You know, sometimes it's Rudolph. You know, and being able to have man beaters, zone beaters, pressure beaters, you know, being able to have those concepts in there.
Evaluating a defensive performance, I'm sure you're looking at things like third down conversions and things, but is there sort of an eye test that you look at where you see if they're able to make the offense kind of uncomfortable or get out of the things that they like to do?
Well, we try to do that every week, is try to make them uncomfortable, but you know, sometimes they make us uncomfortable too. You know, there are things, I'm not going to really talk about them, but there's things when I feel like, you know, we have these guys now, but I didn't feel that way yesterday. I mean, you know, they're a good football team.
He had another nice catch yesterday. C.J. Hamm, how was he coming along as a fullback in your estimation?
Yeah, I thought he played well yesterday. He had a third down conversion. And he caught a pass and made a guy miss and had a nice run. You know, he's gets on the right guy, blocks him. He's a good athlete. He does a great job in special teams. So he's improving a lot.
Brought up the complimentary football. What did you think of the special teams overall yesterday?
I thought they were a lot better. I thought we covered much better. We ran faster. I felt like we ran a lot faster this week. You know, we punted the ball really good most of the day. You know, we had the one field goal that hit the upright, but you know, I thought we did a good job in coverage. You know, we probably could have. You know, I still want to get the running game. I mean, the return game improved a little bit, but you know, I was encouraged by the way that we covered yesterday. We're going to need to do that as we continue down the stretch. You know, these December games are really going to be important as we continue to move forward.
You're getting close with the return game to pop in a few.
Well, we were a little better yesterday. We missed a block on one that, you know, we might have got it out a little bit further. You know, We just got to continue to work on it so we can get better at it. Because, you know, if Marcus can get the ball with some space in the punt return game, we can flip the field position. We got a chance to, you know, really help the offense and go from there.
Case was doing a really good job of stepping up and finding a pocket and getting rid of the ball quicker. Was there anything said to him at halftime? Or?
No, he's supposed to step up. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. But, not really as far as get it out quicker or anything like that, no.
Like you mentioned throughout the season, you've seen Riley Reef as a leader and as a captain. Where do you see that impacting your team the most this year?
Probably with the offensive line. You know, those guys, that's a tight-knit group over there, and I really like the demeanor that they play with those. And not just with, you know, the guys that are out there, but even, you know, Searles, he's kind of got that same mindset. And so, you know, I think that's a lot of it. And then, you know, you don't have to be a rah-rah guy to be a leader. You have to be able to do your job and people respect you and do what, do what you say you're going to do. And that's usually the litmus test.
Thank you.
You mentioned the impact Everson had yesterday on film. What did you see from, I guess, that whole unit of just how they were able to prevent some of the bigger run plays from breaking out with that outside film run?
Yeah, we that's why I said I didn't do a very good job in some of the things and to help them in some of those, and we had to make some changes here and there, but our guys take a lot of pride in playing the run, and it wasn't as good yesterday, but they all take a lot of pride in it, and Andre stresses it, and linebackers stress it. It's important to try to make teams one dimensional.
The fact that Reed gave up yesterday and he hasn't given up many, it looked like they kind of doubled up a couple of guys over the top of him. And it didn't look like Easton really had much of a guy to block. What's supposed to happen there?
Well, without getting too technical, we didn't set right, basically. And so we ended up, I wouldn't throw that all on Riley. I think Nick could have set a little bit better, and it would have widened the rusher up way up above the quarterback, but they were expecting something else, and that's the way it happened.
Time for two more.
About time.
Jarius Wright, just an inordinate number of his catches are third downs, big plays. What makes Jarius a good clutch receiver?
Well, the first thing about Jarius is he's a very good person that works his rear end off each and every week. He's got good speed. He's got good quickness. Catches the ball good. He's a tough competitor. Whenever he gets the opportunity, he goes in. He knows all the receiver positions if he needs to be. And he's just a guy that loves to go out there and get a chance to play. And when he does, he usually makes a play.
How's David Morgan doing?
A lot better today. Okay. Thank you.